Hey everyone, I'm Janine from Total Package. I have another podcast called Unwrapped that I do with my partner Sanjay. And let's see, several times on that podcast, I brought in my husband Chris, who is here. Say hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I would bring him in on a few segments and we would kind of debate relationship type of topics. And the feedback that we got from it was phenomenal. I mean, people were hitting us up left and right talking about how they love the kind of camaraderie that we had, but also the realness of the topics that we talked about. So from that came the birth of this spinoff, which we are titling Relationship Goals. And this is our first episode. So welcome.
Thank you. So essentially what you just stated to everybody, that I became the star of y'all's show and they wanted more of me. So y'all created a platform where I can be showcased more consistently.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say all that. I wouldn't say you were the star or you took the shine away. I would just say.
Asteroid?
No, not even an asteroid. More like a meteor.
Like a sun?
Like a meteor crashing towards Earth.
A meteor crashing towards Earth. Mm-hmm. And who exactly is Earth?
Earth.
The general public.
Yes. You kind of bombarded us and it was like, all right, well, I guess we'll go ahead and bring them on.
Hey, man, check the statistics, man. Check the stats. Men lie, women lie. Numbers don't.
Mm-hmm. So this is our introduction episode.
The thing I can't understand is that people, I mean, I do understand that people like hearing us. And it wasn't just us. It was, they like hearing a couple of stuff. Like when Zeke was on a few times and we were debating all those different topics like, relation, should couples vacation without each other, having passcodes on phones, the real on relationships and new year, new me type stuff. Like Zeke was on like a few of those as well.
Yeah, that, for those of them who aren't familiar, they don't know who Zeke is.
I'm sorry. So for people who don't know, like Janine said, she has another podcast that does very well on a part of her Total Package brand, which this one also consists under, called Unwrapped. And it would feature us, and Zeke Way is a friend of mine and a good friend of ours, who, you know, has some good male perspective. And sometimes his perspective can side with other people that I don't agree with, put it lightly. But people really like those shows, and I just can't believe that people actually like hearing people argue. I mean, if people want to listen to what we do so often or do what I deem that we do very well, okay.
You know, I think it's more so just the realness of it. And then we're talking about some of the same things that they probably were thinking or had the same conversation in their own home. So for other people, and from what I hear, it's good to hear the perspective of other couples so the woman can feel like, oh, I'm not alone in feeling that way.
Oh, no, that's why I'm excited, because I think that people share a lot of my views. And
what?
Yeah.
A lot of your views?
Yeah, when I'm out with you, don't understand. People be like, yo, I was just telling her to leave my phone alone, bro. We listen to your podcast. You know what I mean?
And no, what do they call it? Right wing? What do they call it?
Alt-right.
Alt-right?
Alt-right.
Your views are so alt-right.
No. I have the largest crowds, I promise you. My
no.
Election day crowds are the biggest.
No.
Your podcast crowds are the biggest. My Trump stuff. But no, it's funny that people actually like to hear other people discuss this stuff. I guess it's funny when you actually get to listen to other people
argue
in a calm way, the same thing that you probably were stressfully arguing at home, you know what I mean, in some capacity.
And you know what? One of the things that I'm most excited about is being able to use this platform to publicly argue with you. And then you politically correctly respond to me. Because you're not going to wow me out on air like you would at home. So I could say, babe, you know, I really didn't like what you did yesterday. And then
false.
False?
I have no cut cards, man. I'll give it to you raw just like I... Pause. I'll give it to you just like I... just as I would there, you know what
well,
I mean?
At least I know.
Hold on.
I'll have backup.
Let's have some parameters of this.
I'll have some backup.
Is this a verbally explicit show?
Verbally
explicit?
Like if I
explicit? Drop a few Fs here and there or damn or something like that... You know what I mean? Just not, obviously not going to curse at you, but in the process of me talking, I do have words that I frequent.
I mean, you're an adult, babe. I'm sure we can allow you a few curse words here and there.
Okay. I'm just trying to understand that. But yeah, I think it's going to be good. I'm just excited. So I think that before we get to arguing a little bit, it may be a good idea to allow people to get to know you a little bit, because you have people that know you from Total Package, mm-hmm. and I don't think that they fully know you. Well, at least they don't know you like I do. I would hope.
They might.
Stop playing with me. But they know you from Total Package. But I kind of feel like this may be a different listener than what already listens to Unwrap. You know, maybe some of the same and maybe some new people. So how about you go through, just give a brief description of who you are and then I'll do the same.
Well, let me first start by clarifying, because again, if there are newer listeners
that
aren't
ready. Everyone does know me.
No, my name
is Janine Adore on Instagram, J-A-N.
No.
You're not going to do that again this time?
No. I was more so going to say, for clarification, because if you aren't familiar or a previous listener, you probably don't even know the difference between Total Package and Unwrapped. So Total Package in general is the whole brand, and it's something that myself and my partner Sanjay do together. And underneath of Total Package, we have TP The Mag, which is the online magazine. We have Unwrapped, which is our podcast that we do together, her and I. And then there's a web series called Janine Adore. So I explained earlier that this was the spinoff of our podcast, Unwrapped. But I just wanted to make sure that everyone...
But you still will be doing a podcast, Unwrapped.
Yes, of course.
I don't want anybody to get frantic that likes the show.
No. But I wanted to make sure people understood the difference between Unwrapped and Total Package, because we kind of use the terms interchangeably sometimes, as well as TP The Mag.
And can I clarify something for myself really quickly?
Sure.
I do not always sound like Barry White. I'm just fighting off a little cold. So
I hate to break it to you, but you don't sound like Barry White, babe.
Idris, I understand. So I don't always sound like Idris. However, I'm just fighting off a little cold. So just bear with me in the process of this.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
So who else are you?
Okay, so yes, I'm a Janine, and I'm obviously, first and foremost, I'm Chris's wife. But in addition to
that, I like how you said that.
You know,
first and foremost,
I'm trying to be better.
I'm trying to be better. Yeah, bro, if I can apply this audio into everyday functioning, we'll be a good couple, yeah.
In addition to being this wonderful man's beautiful wife, I also run an online magazine, which I was just explaining, which is TP The Mag. And then I do several interviews, which we host on the magazine, as well as the web series, Janine Adore. And then we have three kids. We have a 9-year-old daughter, Devin. We have a 7-year-old son, Carson. And then we have a 2-year-old, Christian. He's a boy, because I didn't clarify that as well. And that's kind of the basis of our life. Like, our life surrounds, for me, TP The Mag and the kids. And then Chris does a bunch of things as well. You want to explain who you are?
Without going into too much detail about my career.
Please, let's keep it short, because you do 10,000 things.
So you don't want me to go through my extensive resume?
No, we can just do like a 5-second for each one.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll save that for another episode. But how old am I now? 34?
Yeah,
I'm 34. I'll be celebrating the 35 this year. I'm expecting a grand party. Hint, hint. Are you not paying attention to me?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
You texting, and I'm saying I'm going to be expecting a grand party for my 35th.
Oh.
anyway. Okay. Anyway, I went to University of Maryland, Eastern Shore. Then I went to Morgan State University for my undergrad. I was on an extended program.
Yeah, you're getting a little dizzy.
Took like 6 years. Then I got my master's from Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I started a behavioral health organization. Mm-hmm. Used to own a clothing store and do a lot of other stuff. But just like Janine said, success and all that other stuff is defined for me about having a balanced life. So work is, I try to be very good at work. And then our family is a big part of trying to be successful at that. And then personally, you know. So I think that I'm a well-rounded guy, which is the reason you were on my heels.
I would say you're pretty well-rounded. It's funny that you said the reason why I was on your heels. One of the questions I get asked the most, and I think you probably get asked this question a lot too, is how did we meet?
The strip club.
We did not meet at the strip club, but it would have been nice if I was a stripper and you just took me off the stage. That's really the definition of save a hoe.
Yo, you love these pretty woman fantasies. Yo.
I do. Like,
why did you identify yourself as a stripper, though? How couldn't you just happen to be there viewing as well?
Because in my fantasy,
you're a stripper.
I was the stripper and you saved me.
You
and
it really
was
like have a stripper
Prince
goals.
Charming. It was like a Prince Charming and Cinderella type of situation.
Oh.
That would have been nice.
I mean, a stripper is a little better than Julia.
She was a prostitute.
Yeah.
But Pretty Woman is like my all-time favorite movie, and nobody likes to look at her as a prostitute. Julia Roberts is never a prostitute.
So let's get back to how we met. On the online website.
Actually, truth be told, because we were not on an online
website. Would you ever do an online website?
Like eHarmony?
Yeah.
I'm not at that point in my life to be able to, I don't know.
What point in your life do you have to be at that? Because you try to just make it sound like people that do that are desperate.
No, I was not.
I'm going to throw you all completely under this bus on the show.
No, I was not. Actually, what I was going to say was, I'm not in one of those positions of, I've been out here in the struggle of trying to find a man, and then dating life is hard, and then I resort to using an online magazine because it's a better option than going on pointless dates. I mean, I haven't dated in about 8 years. We've been together for 8 years.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, we'll be at 9 this summer. So
it's too long.
For me, I can't really say. Like, I don't see anything wrong with them, so I'm sure I would. Mm-hmm. I'm like 99% sure that I would. But again, I can't relate to the struggle out here.
I know for a fact that you would.
You know for a fact that I would?
Yes.
Why do you know that?
Because your mother.
Because of my mother? Because my mother used one? We will not put my mother's personal business.
Yo, remember we thought about creating another profile for your mother with a young bitch on there and like just trying to set her up with like secret dates and everything?
Well, you know what?
That was hilarious. You and your mother look just alike that we could have put like one of your pictures on there and just like catfish the crap out of somebody.
That's kind of creepy.
It happens, bro.
That's a little creepy.
That happens in real life dating out here.
See, again, I can't relate.
So you better make sure you secure your bag consistently then. But anyway, get back to...
Yeah, what was I talking about? You've completely taken me off point.
It was the best day of your life that you were talking about.
Oh, okay. So yes, meeting you. How do we meet? So for those of you who don't know, I am a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. And I had at the
good
time.
Sarita's not in the office today. She might have bust out into
us. She would have. And I had just recently pledged at the time.
So hold on. Do you want me to tell my story first? Or you want me to tell your story?
I can tell both, and you can chime in.
Okay.
You take. Hey,
you
want to
speak for both of us?
Know your role, and you stay over there. See, here's the thing, guys. I don't normally cut him off and take over stories like this, but the reason is that he lies a lot in this story. And because of how much he lies in the story of how we met, I have to take over the story so that he doesn't infuse the lies into it.
All right, so how about this? You take it to a certain point, and then I pick up and add my part.
I'll think about
it. So then they can meet at the same point, and then we can add the rest of the story.
I'll think about it.
So we'll stop it at the cookout.
At any point, if I see you beginning to tell a lie, I'm going to mute your mic. Understood?
So you're the engineer?
No, but I will signal for him to mute your mic. Okay. All right, back to the point. So yes, at the time I had recently pledged, and for those of you who are familiar with pledging, you're kind of like, for lack of better words, indebted to your big sisters for like the rest of your life, or at least a few years after your process. So one of my big sisters at the time was dating one of Chris's friends. And let's see, what's the easiest way to put this? So one of his friends she was dating, and he also had a friend. So she wanted me to kind of tag along and tag team dates with her boyfriend and his friend that was not Chris. It was another guy.
It's a 40-year-old guy.
At the time, he was 39. Yes, and I was about 22. And so obviously, I was not interested in this guy, but when Big Sister...
It was not obvious, bro.
It was obvious. When Big Sister says, hey, come on this date, you say, okay. So
yes, Big Sister.
So, you know, and I really loved her. I really did. She was one of the ones that didn't give me a hard time online. And so because of that, I really just felt like I owed her. So long story short, I went on a couple dates with her boyfriend and the guy, and all was good in the world. One particular Sunday, she told me she was having a cookout at her house. It was like a random cookout. It wasn't anything planned. And, you know, I was just coming in town because I had actually just gone to Miami with my girlfriends that weekend. So I was hungry. I was living by myself. I didn't have much food. I was a little broke at the time. So I was like, free food, free drinks, and camaraderie, I'm there. So I got off my flight, and I went to this cookout. And while there, I met Chris. However, this is a little funny because, what? Nope, not yet. I was supposed to be there tagging along with the 39-year-old guy who Chris likes to call the 40-year-old virgin. Like, I was there to entertain him.
I was
him.
Not going
to
say that on the podcast.
The 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah, I was not going to go
there. You already
there
said it.
I said he was 40 years old.
Oh, well, he likes to call him the 40-year-old virgin, like the movie. But anyway, he was there, and he wasn't really familiar with any of the other people there because it was some of her friends. So she wanted me to obviously come entertain him as well. So there was like a double date type of thing, but at a cookout. However, while there, Chris was
Can I tell my story? Can I give my lead
you
up now?
You can interject now.
So I had just got out of a relationship with my daughter's mother, which is our 9-year-old. And I was moving out of the apartment, and the guy and my buddy was helping me move. So we had the U-Haul truck. We just got finished packing all the stuff up.
Wait, when you say the guy, your buddy, you're saying my big sister's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So he was helping me move. We packed the U-Haul up. It was tiring. And then we stopped at the gas station, like, across the street because she wanted to meet up and whatever. And I'm just telling him, like, bro, I'm out this relationship. Yo, I've been out the game for a while. Put me in the mix. Like, tell me where to go. I'm there. You know what I mean? I'm back in action.
I'm sorry. Can I pause your story for a second? I just remembered some certain facts about this story.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to give the disclaimer that I would like it if our listeners are judgment-free. This is the no judgment zone. Okay.
What's the judgment about?
Don't worry, finish the story. They'll know. Go ahead. Judgment free zone, people. Judgment free.
So, I'm like, yo, I'm trying to make some moves. So as his girl rolls up, she has a friend in the car. And I was like, yo, put me on. Like, yo, what's up? Come on. I'm in the mix. And he was like, yo, just chill out. You know, my girl, she a Delta. She having a cookout at the house. You should come through tomorrow. I'm like, bet. I'm there. I ain't got nothing to do. You know what I mean? So I go through I said, she going to be there? He like, yeah.
Who was
So I get there, and I come through the next day. And you got, you know what I mean? I had my fresh white tee on. I mean, I was crispy. I had some cargo shorts, and I had, like, some Louis Vuitton sneakers on.
Cargo shorts, babe. You proud of that?
They were seersucker cargo shorts too.
Seersucker, they sure were. They were blue and white.
Yeah, I was icy, icy as these kids say, right? And I had my new Louis sneaks on. I was ready, so I had got my hair shaped up, everything. And this was a Sunday
for this cookout.
Yo, bro,
what?
You understand? I was ready to hit the street running. So I get to the cookout, and then I see the girl. So I get to rapping to her.
You clarify that the girl is not me?
You messed up the hype of the story,
I'm
bro.
I'm sorry.
People thought I was going to be talking about you.
Well, the whole time you keep saying the girl, and it sounds like you're referring to me. And I'm like, I'm not the girl.
But other people, they might be like, oh, that's how you met. He saw at the gas station.
All right, finish your story.
And I'm like, no, that wasn't her. That was somebody else, man. I'm trying to tell you. When I said I was back in action, I wasn't playing no games. It's like, no. So, I got to talking to her. We was rapping, chilling. We was having a good time in bliss. And then all of a sudden, I see this beautiful girl walk down the steps. And she would say she was walking up the steps or whatever. But in my mind, the way I remember the story, I just sent a real tale. She was walking down the steps, had this curly hair, which I thought she had, like, this long, just beautiful, like, hair. But come to find out,
I do.
It was bundles. And and it was curl. And then, like, a few days later, she didn't have it in. And I was like, whoa, what happened here? But anyway, she came down the steps, and then I called the audible. I was like, bloop, bloop, on my Peyton man, and I had to tell him, Omaha, Omaha, I need that girl versus the one I'm currently with, sitting at right now. So I respectfully walked the girl to the car when she was ready to go, and then I came back in. And then when I came back in, Janine was sitting. Obviously, Janine was the girl that was walking down the stairs. I was sitting at the table on beginning her date.
Mm-hmm.
So I came and sat at the table. You know what I mean? I think I came up there asking about some cookies or something. I think I was looking for some milk and cookies. So I came up there looking for the cookies just to try to insert myself in the situation.
They weren't cookies. They were actually brownies.
Brownies. Trying to insert myself in the situation. So I sat down. We caught a little icon. We got to briefly talking because I think he had got up to do something. So we got to briefly talking. And the first thing, what was our first conversation about?
Well, the first thing you ever said to me in life, like, no lie, was, how's the brownie?
Yes.
And I said, it's good.
If that ain't smooth, I don't know what it is, bro.
And I said, oh, no, you know what? I'm sorry. That's not the first thing you said to me. Okay, so you thought that I was coming down the steps. I wasn't. I was coming up the steps. I had went outside for something, and then I remember taking my shoes off and picking my purse up, and you said to me, oh, that's a nice Louis bag. I have Louis shoes, you see?
I did not say I had Louis shoes, you see?
Yes, you did.
You saw me shining. I didn't have to point it out.
You definitely pointed it out. You pointed out that my little Louis bag was very similar to your Louis shoes.
Yeah.
And then you said, it was a little speedy. Yeah. And then you said, who do you know? Like, who do you know here? And I was like, oh, so-and-so, because I don't want to put them on air.
So our first conversation was about Louis Vuitton.
It was. And I told
That's
you.
That's how I knew it was a.
Yeah. But then I kind of cut the conversation short, because I was like, this guy's weird. He's talking to me about Louis Vuitton. So I went upstairs. And then a few minutes later, I guess you were on the prowl. You needed to know who it was. So you sniffed up the steps. Mm-hmm. You came to me and said, oh, how's the brownies? And that's when I was like, okay.
Oh, you might be right.
He actually wants to have a conversation. Right, so okay. I'll talk to him about the brownies. The brownies are good. Mm-hmm. Anything else? And then you said, the conversation went on about Jay-Z, because you asked me who was my favorite rapper. And then,
so we were on a roll. We were talking about
brownies,
designer,
Louis, and Jay-Z.
Designer and Jay-Z. I mean, yes. If that's not indicative of our relationship, I don't know what it is.
Long story short, all I know is I actually began to enjoy the conversation. And you said to me, hey, you know, can I get your phone number? Because I'm actually about to have to leave. And I said, well, I'm kind of here with somebody else. And he's not my boyfriend, but it's a long story. And he's standing behind me. So I can't really go into what the story is. Mind you, I'm like whispering this because he literally was right behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And you said,
I'm super G. What I do?
Oh, just mouth it to me. Just mouth it to me.
Hey.
So I take my fingers and I put them up in the numbers. And I'm like, 443. And then I gave him the number.
I'm about to say, hold short. Don't get a whole number out there.
No,
right?
I'm not. So I gave him the number. And long story short, he tells me he had to leave. Well, guys, this is where the ignorance comes in, because he really didn't have to leave.
What?
You weren't leaving. You were walking her cousin to the car. So the girl he initially came to see, which was not me, he had to walk her out so that she wasn't aware that he was now trying to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
Facts.
Okay. I didn't know he was there to talk to somebody else. Had I have known that, I probably wouldn't have agreed to give him my number, because that's just mean.
Even though you were there for someone else, you would have judged me. And not giving me your number.
Well,
when you think about it that way, it doesn't.
You're right. You're absolutely exactly. right. But still, I wouldn't have, because that was mean. And I knew I didn't like the guy. You actually kind of liked the girl. But anyway, he walked into the car. And I guess you did leave after you walked into the car.
No, I didn't.
You came back?
Yeah, because then I wound up walking you to your car that night. We talked outside the car for a while.
You're right. We did. And then
walking to the car is my move, y'all. That's my go-to move.
Oh, ooh, sexy. So, yeah, to kind of speed the story along some, that night, I think he called me. I don't even think I had made it home. He called me in my car on the way to my apartment. Because at the time, I had just moved out of my parents' house. I had just come home from college. And then I had maybe been home for a year. Moved out, had my own place. And so he called me and we talked all night until, I never forget it, it was 5:00 in the morning. And I remember saying, I have to be to work by 8:00, so I get up at 6:30. I need to at least get an hour of sleep. Let's get off the phone and we'll talk later. And we did. And then he called me on my work phone the next day. Because we had cell phones, but we still talked on like work phones.
No. You were at Social Security, so you couldn't be on.
I was working at CareFirst.
So
CareFirst,
maybe you weren't
Blue Cross Blue Shield. And I just did. I guess I also didn't want to just sit there on my cell phone. So yeah, you called me.
But anyway, so that's how we met. But this episode is called First Things First, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first things first, get to know us. But then also first dates. So, which brings us to our next day. So, our first date was the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
we met on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
That Monday
was our first date.
Was our first date, yep.
So, let's briefly, I want to talk about first dates, okay?
Okay.
So, before we get into a whole bunch about first dates, because I have some theories that I really have questions for, and we've argued this type of stuff before. So I thought this would be an interesting way to start, right?
Okay.
Let's just briefly talk about our first date. So Janae was at work. I'm like, what time you get off? She told me, I'm like, okay, cool.
4:45. I remember exactly. Like, it was nothing. I used to wait for 4:45.
Just so you can see me.
Well, yeah, of course, babe.
Right. So that, you see that right there? That's what is required in this for the relationship.
What?
Just put a pin in that one right there. You know what I'm saying?
When you say, you heard me about the like.
But you got to minimize the laugh part. And just like, yeah, babe. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I just act oblivious. You know what I'm saying? Okay. It makes me feel well.
All right.
Okay. So anyway, I'm like, yo, let me take you out. I was like, she was like, what you got going on there? I was like, yo, I just got the new house because I just moved out. I mean, with my old shorty. So, you know,
My old shorty.
What?
I'm just the way you word it.
I mean, is this a political? What, we gotta be? No, we gotta be all bougie on this thing.
Go on.
So I'm like, yeah, I gotta get some furniture. So I got to hit a few furniture stores. She's like, oh, which one? I'm like, I'm gonna go check out this place called Calegra's. You know, now mind you, Calegra's is very expensive furniture
top
store.
Top of the line, guys.
And I don't think we bought stuff from ever since. Period. Whatever. And we were in a lot different place than we were when we first met. And we still ain't decide to go purchase anything there. I think it's also a little bit more modern, too modern for our taste, even though we're contemporary people.
Yeah, I agree.
But anyway, it was this place I found. I knew it was expensive. I was like, I'm an impressor. You know what I mean? I'm going to take her. So I was like, well, how about you come, you know, we can go furniture shopping. Then we can, maybe you can help me pick out some stuff in my place. And then we can just hang out.
Y'all hear that line, whatever. Guys.
So
if
I need
you can help me go pick out some furniture
for
my
place.
All right,
cool. She was like, all right, cool. I was like, well, how about you just come to my house, you know what I'm saying, so you can check out the space and see what's required.
And I said, no.
Take some dimensions.
And I said, no.
She thought I was trying to get it to my place, mm-hmm. which I was. But I scapegoated it by saying, hey, I need your opinion if you think the sofa will fix. How can you tell what would look nice in my place if you've never seen the place? So just come through. I do have a bed, though. So that's one area that we don't need to focus on.
You know what? I give you credit. That was one hell of a come up. What is it called? Come line? What are they called?
A come line, yo?
What?
A come line?
Pickup line.
Whoa.
That was one hell of a pickup line.
First, if you thought that was good. No, I'm just kidding.
Come line.
Like, okay. I've heard better, but okay. If that's what it works for you, babe. But no. So it was like, yo, just come through. She was like, nah, I'm not coming to your house, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, all right, mission failed. Well, I'll just come pick you up.
Failed.
She didn't want me to come pick up. Maybe she thought I was a creep or something. So I was like, all right, well, let's just meet somewhere. I know a few. So I realized I was working with a bougie chick at the time. So I'm like, you know what? Since she bougie, I know how to cater to bougie chicks. You know what I mean? I'll feed into the bouginess. So I was like, I got this place that we can meet at. You probably, you know, just meet me there, and then we can hop in and ride out together. So, babe, do you want to pick the story from there?
So I say, okay, sure, where we going to meet? He says, Mondawmin. Now, for those of you that are from Baltimore or familiar with the area, Mondawmin is in the hood. It is the hood mall. It's the only mall in the hood. And my simple ass was like, sure, okay, why not? So we meet at Mondawmin.
I told you I know how to treat them bougie chicks.
We meet at Mondawmin. I park my car there. I get into his car. And keep in mind, I didn't know what kind of car he had. But because he had these fancy Louis shoes on,
there she goes, she about to try
a fancy little attitude and a fancy little job, I'm thinking I'm about to get picked up in some slick shit, right? At the time, I remember my homeboy used to be like, dang, you drive your cars like the year. And because I had a car that was the exact same year, and that was just a Nissan. But still, I get to Mondawmin, I wave him to pick me up, y'all, and he pulls up in like this hoopty. He had a 1998. Was it 98, 99?
It was 99. Don't play yourself.
Right. 99 Camry, okay? At the time, this is the year of 2009.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was 2000. Yes, I'm sorry. It was 2009. He had a 99 Camry. It was green.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a doorknob, like the handle, so I couldn't open the door from the
broken.
Outside. It was broken. It didn't have a windshield thing that you could wind down.
It was broken.
Okay. Didn't have. Broken. Whatever. The back seat had a stain that he claimed he had sweet potatoes back there and they spilled. But the whole back seat was black.
It was a hole in the floor.
I
made sweet potatoes and they spilled on the back.
Mm-hmm, and there was a hole in the floor of this car.
Stop with this loud, this hole in the floor. Yo.
There was a hole in the floor of the car.
Janine.
Okay.
There was never no hole in the floor. Where was the hole at?
On my side. On the passenger side. You didn't know because you didn't ride in that car.
You are a liar.
Okay.
There was a hole in the floor?
I stick to my point that there was a hole in the floor. You said that there wasn't.
So you were Ronnie...
the Flintstones.
You were...
Yes.
Really? Oh, he's a crap, yo.
Even still, if there was no air, and as he so politically correctly mentioned, when he met me, I had a nice curly weave. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty silky weave. Mm-hmm. And
so we both misled each other.
I didn't mislead you, but the point was you didn't have any air conditioning in that car.
I didn't.
And by the time we got by the time we got to the date, I started off with Beyonce and I got there looking like Diana Ross. It was so hot.
Yeah.
That my little weave had frizzed up into a little fro.
And it's so funny, me and George was actually looking at some pictures of your old head the other day. George was like, "What is going on with that hairstyle?"
My hair has never been bad.
Yeah, it was. Ask George. We'll show you some pictures after we finish this.
Okay.
But anyway, mind you, let's preface this. That was my hoopty. Because you know what I really had or I had just got rid of. And this was my get low, like low key car until I got my next one.
Okay. Whatever the reason
this is. This was always like my second car anyway.
Okay.
But whatever. But
I didn't know him then, guys. When I met him, he had this car.
You seen the pictures.
I just want to make sure that people understand, because you know there's these theories of girls that don't want to come up. I wasn't on the come up. I was the come up.
You was the come
up?
I
was the come up for you.
Yo, bro, when I show you these pictures, I really want, George is like, Janine, look at Janine's glow up, yo. Like humble beginners in these cardigan sweaters and everything, yo. You know what I'm saying? And then George,
George
was like, yo, you've been lit for a long time. I was like,
Now you got to introduce George, because you keep saying George.
No,
who's
I'm just
George?
Saying,
George is our friend who does.
George is my brother.
He's also here with us because he's engineering the show.
He's the engineer. He's the videographer. Yes. He's the photographer. He's.
And needless to say, they were working
George
on.
Whatever George calls themselves. If he said he did it, he did it.
Yesterday, they were working. If George says he did it, he did it. Yesterday, they were working on. Well, guys, I'll take this time to actually introduce that we're actually having an event called Relationship Goals, and it will be held February 10th.
Yes, at Citron.
Mm-hmm.
So we were working on some promo for that yesterday.
Yeah.
And I showed him some of the pictures. And we'll get back to those pictures.
Okay.
Because I really want to take time. I don't want to spend time on air to go through that. I'm not going to burst your bubble on air.
All right. So anyway,
we went on the first date. We wound up never making it to Calegra's. We just went directly to Lemongrass. Got something to eat. It's like, you want to get out of here? Let's go check out that apartment. Go check out this house I was telling you about. So once we out, she get to know me. She was like, all right, cool, we'll stop. Hit the liquor store because I never planned on coming back out the house. Grab a bottle of Nouveau, wanted to keep the party going. Got to the house.
Are y'all catching on to these things?
What?
Nouveau.
Yeah.
Go
that
on.
It was popping at the time.
It was, actually. Nouveau had just come out and everybody thought it was cool to drink Nouveau.
Exactly.
But what wasn't cool was the fact that it was a pink drink and you was going to drink it with me.
Bro, this listen. Little pink. I was on a mission, so whatever needed to be done, I would have drunk.
Wait a minute.
I would have drunk grapefruit with
I've
you.
I've never asked you this, but yeah. Were you really on a mission? Like, did you really just think that you
was
going
to... Was I trying to knock you down?
Smash, knock me down, have sex. Like, that's what you thought on the first date? Like, you met me the day before, and this is what you really thought? Like,
it happened.
Oh, then this is where the lies go. George?
It happened.
I'm going to have George mute you.
Okay. So, anyway.
It did not happen.
So, we grabbed a Nouveau.
But you didn't answer my question.
What?
That's really like as a guy, like that's really what you thought. Like you looked at me and thought that I was just gonna give it up to you after not even have known you for 24 hours.
You thought I was going out with you just because I genuinely liked you?
I did.
From what basis did I know you to like you from?
You talked to me till 5 o'clock in the morning. And that was all to get in my panties.
No, it made me more intrigued to get in your panties.
Men are horrible. Like all jokes aside, like this is real. Like literally, as a man at 20, I think at the time you were 25. This is really how you thought? No, you weren't even 25, were you?
Bro, I didn't know you from.
I think you were like 24.
I didn't know you from a can of paint. So for you to think that I just overly liked you from what?
So you don't believe in love at first sight? I didn't have you at hello?
You did.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I still didn't want to, like, still crush.
Really?
Yeah.
That is disgusting. Like, none of my thoughts about
you
were sexual.
You thought because I had you at hello, I was saving myself to marriage for you?
No, but none of my thoughts were sexual. Like, that. I didn't even wonder what size your penis was. Like, no. Never thought about it.
Never.
Not at that point, no. No.
Well, that sounds like a your issue and not a my issue. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Moving on.
But anyway, so, no, let's stay there because what happened once we got to the house, we got to drinking, we got to kissing, and, you know, and Carson wound up here a few months
no.
later.
No.
But let's not go too far into that.
Okay.
going.
You're thinking that guys, this is not guys' perspective, right?
I'm not saying that. I'm just really surprised that it happened to me.
So did you like our first date?
Our first date was pretty fun, I will say. Yeah.
So let me ask you this, because there's a lot of talk about this. What is the ideal first date?
Oh, gosh, you're asking me.
And do you think that first impressions are lasting impressions? Because your first impression of me was that I drove a green car that didn't have a floor, as you say.
Honestly, truth be told, I wasn't as turned off by the car as I'm making it. Like, the car was pretty bad, but I really did like him, or I was attempting to like him. I don't know which one it was. No, like, I was trying to give it a chance. Like, that's my point I'm trying to say. Like, I don't remember exactly verbatim what the thought process was, but the one thing that I can say is that initially off top, the camaraderie was there. Like, it was obvious that we liked the same things. So our first date wasn't hard for you to figure out. Like, I think that, like, even now, the premise of our relationship, I'm not going to say the premise, but we do a lot of going out to eat, having drinks, going back to the house and having our own little party. Like, that's what we do. So that's not unusual for us. And I think we established that on the first date. But I don't know what was said on that phone call that made it obvious to you that that's what we were like.
So,
but I think that the first date is dependent upon the people, a lot of people, and what they're into.
Pressure on first dates, you know
they
what I mean?
But in movies,
like, it's like, yo, that. I gotta go to move. I gotta, you know what I mean? I gotta do this thing on what to do, what not to do. You know what I mean? So, did you feel pressure?
The only thing I
probably did, I like disarm you already.
No, I felt more pressure about what I looked like versus where we were going. Like, I wanted to make sure I looked pretty, I smelled good, my hair was nice, I had makeup on, like that type of thing. I looked skinny. That type of thing. I don't know that I felt pressure about where we were going. Other than, like, yeah, you tried the whole, let's go back to my house. And I was like, yeah, nah.
So that's not ideal for your first date?
To go to your house?
Yeah.
No, that's not even safe. That's stupid.
So for me, I'm not a big dater the first time. You know what I mean? I got to know that it's worth my time to actually do thoughtful stuff. You know, I'm more of a hangout at the bar. Let's go grab a drink.
That's a date.
But some people make it seem like you got to sit at a formal table to have a date. For me, I like to grab a drink at the bar. It's a little casual. We could talk. We can rap, see what happens. You're not limited to time. We don't have to wait for all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. I think that some people do feel that way. And maybe that's one of the ways that we're more similar, because I would think that would be awkward. You don't know the person. So what are you about to talk about at this table? Like, what? I've actually been on those type of first dates, and they were hell of awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember.
Have you ever picked up the tab on the first date?
No.
So that is a general rule that it shouldn't happen.
Actually, a girlfriend and I went out one time, and we went out with two other guys, and when the bill came, the guy looked at us, but not only did he expect us to pay for ourselves, he expected us to pay for him and his friend as well. And we were like, oh, yeah, no. So we got low. We dipped out. Like, we told him we were going to the bathroom and just walked out.
Really?
Yeah.
So you never paid, you were asked to or expected to.
Yeah, but I've never done it, no.
Would you go Dutch?
On a first date?
Yeah.
No.
So it's the guy's expectation to pay on a first date each time?
You mean it's the woman's expectation that the guy will?
Yes.
I can't speak for all women, but for me, yes.
Okay.
You asked me out. Now, if I'm taking you out, then maybe. But even if I'm taking you out, I'm still expecting you to say, I got it.
Have you ever paid for a date since?
Probably not. Probably not.
I took you and your friends out the whole summer.
You did. You were like our sugar daddy. Like, everyone knew, hey, like, we're going out, let's call Janine's friend. And I was like, call him. Call him.
So you don't agree? I, in my opinion, a guy should pick up a check as well. Like, it shouldn't be a time I ask you to go out and I expect you to pay. Now, if you decide that you want to take me out or something like that, I'm still probably going to offer to pay, and it's going to probably take a lot for me not to. Mm-hmm. But then that would be the instance in which I feel like you should allow somebody to pay.
Just playing the devil's advocate, what if you don't have it as the guy? Are you just not going to ask me out? Or?
Yeah, we're going to do something else.
Something free?
Yeah, we're going to go for a walk in the park.
So you do believe in dating? Because that's a date.
Yo, desperate times calls for desperate measures, you know what I'm saying? So for me, that's what I would do. Do you believe in giving it up on the first night? And if you do, does it make you a hoe?
Oh, man. Generally speaking, no. I do not think that it's a good idea. I don't think that it should be done. I'm not going to label people.
Did we?
No, we did not.
Second night.
No, we did third not. Night. I don't know how many nights into it was, but it wasn't the first, the second, or the third.
Third.
You asked me a question. Can I answer my question before we get into that part
Come
of it?
Come on, man.
Don't just try to throw me under the bus.
Be real with the listeners. Let them know that they share equally whole experiences with you, yeah?
Ooh. I'm not going to label people that have sex on the first date as a
hoe. I'm just using a convenient word.
Let me finish. I'm not going to label it as that. I don't even like that term.
I just think that you'd be doing an injustice to your readers and listeners to act like you was just this other person that you weren't.
So you want me to move on to that, or you want me to actually answer the question that you initially asked?
Do what you choose, babe.
Because I don't mind answering both. I am not ashamed of any part of my life.
Okay.
So you initially asked me, how do I feel about women having sex on the first night?
Mm-hmm.
If it was my daughter, no, obviously I would not suggest it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was my girlfriend, I would not suggest it. I don't think I wouldn't suggest it, period. However, I am mature enough to know that people are human and it happens. Things happen. We're people flesh and we get weak. Just because it happens does not make you a hoe.
Exactly.
And I think that men should look at it the same way, because a lot of times men are like, ooh, she did it on the first night, she's a hoe.
No, she might have just been into you. You caught a vibe and y'all was, you know, riding the wave.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Now, you so desperately want me to touch on us. No, it wasn't the first date, or I don't even know how many dates it was into it, but we did have sex fast.
Damn.
I will not deny that we did. But to, honestly speaking, though, we also spent a lot of time. We were together every single day after that happened.
We were
together every day, all day. Like, I would go home, wake up in the morning, see him.
Shaky.
Like, we would go to work, get off of work, meet up, go to dinner, hang out, do whatever. I would go home, you would go home.
That was the best summer
of my life.
We would meet
back up. Even like if we were with our friends became friends. Like, my friends would then hang out with your friends. We have whole parties.
My friends, and we can do this every weekend.
Yeah.
That's the whole song. So real quick, let's wrap this up. So you asked me, did I have you a hello? Did I have you a hello? Or did I have you at Louis?
You know, I'm a hard cookie to crack. I'm not going to lie. So at Hello, you had me intrigued. I'm not going to say you had me, but you had me intrigued. And it took a bit for me to kind of crack and be like, all right, maybe I do like him. By the time I had sex with you, then obviously I did like you. So it took a couple of dates, but.
So I didn't have you at Hello.
You had me intrigued at Hello.
You know, I'm going to revise my answer then.
You can't revise your answer.
Why not?
Sometimes it takes a leader. Like, you had to lead me to that place, and that's okay. You knew, and I don't know, I'm just guessing, but I'm assuming that when you saw me, you knew, like, you know what? I want her, so I'm going to show her why it's worth being with me. No?
Maybe. That's a good way to put it.
Okay. There you go.
Anyway, so I think that's first things first.
First things
first. Would you agree?
That's how we met. That's the story of us.
And we've been together ever since.
Yeah.
How many years?
It'll be 9 in June.
And how many years married?
Five,
right?
This summer will be 6. We had 5 years.
We were supposed to, yeah.
It's been a long 5 years, too. A long 8 years.
It's been, and these relationship things, the reason why I thought that the first episode should be called First Things First is because people see, like, these final products of, not even final products, just products in a lot more developed stage, and they're like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
Or this is relationship goals.
And people have no idea what it took to get to that point.
The amount of arguments. And then, like, the amount of arguments.
It's more than just that, though. Like, the amount of patience, the amount of time and dedication, and the perseverance to say, I'm going to make this work regardless of this argument. Yeah. It's funny because I don't know how many of you watched it, but I'm sure you watched it. When Jay-Z was interviewed on Van Jones' show,
mm-hmm.
and he even talked about, like, he wanted his marriage with Beyonce to be an example for other, not just people, but black families, because we tend to fall apart the most, just honestly speaking.
So he stole our framework.
But no, not necessarily. I think this should be everyone's framework that you're going to hold it together because this is what you're choosing to do. And it's a lot of forgiveness, like a lot of forgiveness.
And I think that the best thing is that It is an example. It's about time to undo the veil and understand that relationships are hard. That's why I was intrigued about the idea of that you had with this relationship thing a while back. Mm-hmm. And it's about being transparent about relationships. More people would stick into them. More people would have a point of reference to know that things do get hard. It's just not all love. You know what I'm saying? People will get on your nerves and all this other stuff. And speaking of, it's a good way to transition to our next segment. So each time we do this, we'll have a segment, right? It's going to be, we'll have a consistent segment. It's going to be called That One Thing.
That One Thing.
And That One Thing will consistently be that one thing that pissed you off or that one thing that made you smile. And Janine and I will both take the opportunity to express one of those one things. Janine, being that ladies are first, and it will help me shape if I'm going to go nice or bad.
Oh.
I will allow you to start by talking about what your one thing is.
Wow, my one thing today, guys, is that one thing that pissed me off.
You know, we might need some theme music for, like, that one thing.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like Donkey of the Day, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But
my one thing is something that pissed me off. And normally I try to stay really positive, but Chris pissed me off right before we started recording this podcast. Like, literally right before.
That was my one thing, too.
Well, it ain't yours now.
Okay, go ahead.
He pissed me off right before. So I'm gonna do that one thing. And that means that you have to do that one thing that you loved.
They don't have to. We both can do one thing that we cannot do that.
We should end on a positive note.
Well, you gotta give me some stuff that I actually love then for me to speak openly and transparently.
I'll think about it. Okay, so ladies, I'm pretty sure that most of you can pretty much understand where I'm coming from with this one. But oftentimes I'll get dressed or I will just be feeling nice about myself and I'll say to my husband, how do I look? Do I look skinny? Do I look fat? Does this make me look big? Does this make me look small? Ooh, I lost weight. Can you tell? Does my butt look big? All of the above, right? Chris is an asshole. So this morning I got dressed and I said, look in these jeans, my butt looks a little bigger. And he said, no, it looks the same way it always does. So I didn't say anything. I kept him moving. And then I really thought about it. So I came back around. I changed my clothes. I put on something. No. I took my pants off. And I came back and said, well, look in these underwear. Like, I think my butt really looks bigger. And look, I'm a little skinnier. Like, look, do you see it? And he looked at me and he was like, I don't know. Kind of brushed it off. Didn't say much. So then I said, take a picture of my butt.
Are you really going into this whole story?
Yes, I am. I said, take a picture of my butt.
I wasn't going to go that far with it, but go ahead.
And we're going to look at it and compare it to previous months ago, because sometimes I take pictures of my butt, previous months ago, and I'm going to show you that my butt looks different. He says, okay. He takes a picture of my butt. He shows it to me. He's like, I mean, it's still flat, Janine. It's not really much of it to it. So at this point, y'all, I'm extremely irritated. I don't say anything. We leave out the house. We get in the car. So we're on our way to a meeting we had this morning. And in the car, he pulls up, he opens his Instagram. And what's the first thing he sees? Kim Kardashian's nudes that are all over Instagram right now. So he makes some type of joke like, look, babe, Kim's taking pictures of her butt too or something. I don't remember what he says. And I was like, yeah, but did you see my butt in these jeans? Like, it's a little bigger. And he says, yeah, in the jeans, your butt does look big. And then he pulls up the picture that he took this morning and says, but look, in the picture, it's still flat. So maybe the jeans are just holding it up. So we go through our entire meeting, guys, and the meeting was an hour and a half. And do you know I was flaming the entire hour and a half in this meeting? Like, I could not wait to get out of this meeting so we could get to the car and I could say, you know, babe, you could at least fucking have lied. You could have at least said, yes,
your butt looks bigger. You didn't tell me I could have lied.
You could have lied.
No, you did not tell me I could lie.
I didn't say, I mean, I'm thinking.
I asked you, I said, what do you want me to lie? And then you didn't say anything. If you had told me I had a lie option, I would have used a lie option.
I don't think that I should tell you that you have to lie. I asked you
five. So you don't have to tell me. So going forward, I know now that I always have the lie option available.
Yes. I mean, no. Don't set me up. Like, if it's one of those things, like, do I look crazy in this outfit? Tell me if I look crazy like that. Or do I stink? Like, tell me, oh, yeah, babe, you might want to shower. Like, that type of thing.
So send me a list of what is lie option approved and not.
In my opinion, it should have been obvious. Like, okay, she's asked me five different ways if she looks nice. Even if I don't think her butt looks bigger, I can ignore that and say, baby, you look skinny. And I would have taken that.
I told you that when we were in the house.
No, you just kept being like,
that you look smaller.
No, you weren't.
I did not say that.
You were pretty much ignoring it and just kept saying, nope, your butt looks flat. So, nope, your butt looks small.
I think it's easy
to make your butt looks small.
Emotional conversations. It's a lot more difficult to have rational conversations. Mm-hmm. So in the process of that, did I not say that you look smaller?
I don't think you said that today, no.
I did not say that today.
No.
Bro, I see why we have relationship issues, yo, because you cannot face the facts. I said that you look smaller.
Now we have relationship issues?
Who doesn't?
But then but you can't say things like, I see why we have relationship issues. See, now that's a whole nother argument. You don't say stuff like that. That is a walking...
I should have used the lie option there too, huh?
No, you could have just went on about your point without having that transition. That was a very horrible transition. I'm not going to be sensitive and pick at it, but next time you probably shouldn't use that one. I see why we have relationship issues.
I'm going to just start reframing my mind to be a liar.
Oh my God.
But yo, so if I knew I had the lie option available, I would lie.
It's not a lie option. You could have just countered it with, oh, you look really nice. Or babe, your face looks beautiful today. You weren't saying anything positive. You just kept saying, no, your butt looks small.
That's the go-to.
I mean, like, if you're like, there.
Do I look like I lost weight? You have a beautiful face. You know what I'm saying? That's like, yo, that means you're still fat. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want me to do? Now, bro, have you ever looked at your face? You have great facial features.
I mean, not obviously, you don't divert it that obviously. Like, that was just my example.
So,
but
I think the thing that we should learn from this is that you probably shouldn't ask questions that you don't want to know the real answer to.
Well, I won't be asking you again.
That's good for me.
I'm just going to post nudes like Kim Kardashian and let all the comments tell me in the DMs.
Sure. And then...
Can I ask you a question?
No, not right now. I'm trying to make my point.
Okay.
And then if you do ask me, I just know I got to finesse it.
Yeah, just put a little spin on it. Don't just be like... Especially when it comes to a woman's personal appearance. I didn't ask you about, like, something work-related. Like, you know, was this meeting that we just had, did I do a good job of presenting? No. I asked about my personal appearance. Like, hey, how do I look?
Gotcha. All right, so
I can't ask my question now?
No.
I just want to ask a question really quick.
No.
It's really quick. It's a really quick question. You don't get to tell me no. It's my show.
No.
I just want to know, how would you feel if I posted news like Kim Kardashian?
You see this? This is also why our relationship has issues.
I just asked you not to say that.
I'm sorry. This is why our relationship is beautiful. Because we have this beautiful dynamic in which I can tell you no about something, or hey, can I say something? No. Are you busy? No. Yes. And then you still do whatever it is that you want to do.
You should consider yourself lucky that I
Marlene,
even asked.
Where are you? I need you to listen to this podcast and then you can understand the issues.
Marlene is our marriage counselor. No, listen.
I say she forces herself onto me.
You should be thankful that I even asked. Ways. You should be thankful that I asked. I asked you to be polite, but you really didn't have an option of saying no. But I at least asked you. Could I ask you a question?
Can we revisit the conversation at another time?
Sure. Go
ahead. So, what is the one thing that you've done for me that made me happy in the midst of all this recent argument that we've just had to go through?
I can list you. I can give you a list of 1 through 100. But I'll let you remember on your own.
Well, I like the fact that you did tell me I look smaller.
I did. See, this morning he came out the bathroom, guys, and he had on his boxers, and we have separate bathrooms, so I don't see him. Like, we don't really...
You might need to pull up then, man. Stop acting like, yo, you live in a different state. Pull up.
I know. Oh, my God. I love pull up with the kid. I love having space. So, anyway, he comes out the bathroom. He was just in his boxers, and I was like, oh, you look skinny today. See that? I should have been like, you still look fat. Nope, yeah. Look the same to me.
If you have to look skinny... That's why he was like, what about me? No, I'm just kidding.
Kind of like Kim Kardashian. So, look at me.
Whatever. Okay. But no, the one thing I will say is that makes me happy. That the one thing is Janine's perseverance and belief in our relationship and knowing that it's ordained and it's not just like one thing that is like easily disposable. You know what I'm saying? Having that ordainedness and having that purpose and alignment with God to know that regardless of where we're going through, a way out really isn't an option because what we're doing is ordained. So just having somebody that can be that rock and could be at clarity, you know what I'm saying, in good times and even in other times, you know what I'm saying, is my one thing. You know what I'm saying?
You're afraid to use the word bad? Did I make you afraid?
Bro, I just don't know what the hell I can say right now. So I'm just going to... So but those are my one things.
Oh, well, that was a nice one thing. I appreciate it.
All right, so we're going to wrap this puppy up, I guess.
It was. I think it was a really good intro show, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed it recording it.
I can't say I actually enjoyed recording it because you got upset with me a few times. But anyway, we have our live podcast that is happening February 10th, Saturday, February 10th, Citron Restaurant. We're going to record a podcast live where we're going to go into more about the relationship goals. We're going to play some games, have some couples out, and just use our story and then what we're trying to do to push the conversation about other relationship stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And the tickets are available now.
On Eventbrite?
They're on Eventbrite. If you go to either one of our Instagram, the link is in the bio.
It's not in my bio.
Oh, well, it's in my bio, which is Janina Dor. It's also a TP the Mag.
I can't bring myself to put a link in the bio. I'd be like one of those chicks.
Link in the bio. But if you go to TP the Mag's Instagram, the link is in that bio as well. And the space is very limited, I will be honest. So if you plan on coming, you may want to get your ticket now. Because once they're gone, and we don't have the option of expanding the space. So make sure you check us out.
Yeah, tune in for more.
Yes. Yay, first episode. Woo!